GM Sports, we are back, man. Big man, we're back. We're excited. It's been about, I want to say, a week since we've been gone, but we're back, man. And just me today, it's like last couple episodes, we're working to get our guys on the show, but just me today. We got a lot, man. A lot has happened since the last episode. So today episode, man, it's going to be interesting. You guys, everyone know around the world, the coronavirus is kicking sports ass right now. No March Madness, no NHL, no MLB, no NFL, no XFL, no NBA. Who knows when any of this will return? UFC has canceled a couple fights. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But the big thing today is we got two big conversations. It's the first NFL frenzy show. NFL offseason frenzy, free agent frenzy, everything you need to know up to this date. The big names, where did they go, the big trades. And, of course, we're going to talk about the coronavirus. Today is Tuesday, March 17th. And I'm excited to be back, man. Cue the music. EM Sports Talk, we are back, man. Today is March 17th, Tuesday, 2020. And like I said, our first part to our NFL frenzy, offseason frenzy show. Today, we're going to talk about all the big names and the coronavirus. So let's get right into it. We're going to start talking about the coronavirus. So we all know the virus started in China. Yeah, and I'm not going to give you a whole backstory of that. But it spread it quick to America, all right? So, I mean, it got here quick. But what's killing us, sports guys, is no March Madness in March this year. They canceled the tournament in response to the coronavirus. Don't want anyone to get sick. I understand that. Rudy Gobert cranked it all off because he contracted the virus. And he wasn't at the arena when they played the Thunder that night, but they, and on Twitter, you see the Thunder's, what is it, their head trainer, doctor, whatever, running on the court like Usain Bolt in the Olympics back in 08, okay? Calls the game off. The refs say, hey, someone's sick, calls the game off. So they call the game off. They had to self-quarantine the players. They didn't leave the arena till 2:52 in the morning. No one on the Thunder got the virus, but Rudy Gobert had it, and so did Donovan Mitchell. And it killed everyone because a couple weeks ago, Gobert was acting like an asshole. Oh, I don't have virus. The French guy touching, spitting, meaning like coughing on stuff. And now he got Donovan Mitchell sick. Today, four Brooklyn Nets players got the coronavirus, tested positive for it. Four of them. They haven't been revealed who has it yet. Okay. It's just been a whole shit show. March Madness. No March Madness. They tried to do it with no fans. They had a couple Big Ten. The Big Ten tournament was ass because basketball isn't shit without fans. The NHL canceled their season. Well, suspended it for right now. I'm shocked because I wanted to see how the Metropolitan was going to finish with the Caps. The Penguins, the Islanders was coming back, the Devils. It was a good race. We all know NFL suspended the pro days. They have suspended pro days. They have suspended, NCAA also suspended campus visits for recruiting. So all that's been on halt. MLB has pushed back opening day until May. Oh, my God. It's just been a shit show. NBA talking about not having the finals until mid-June. And the finals, it never lasts all the way to the end. It's just been a shit show. I feel so bad for the XFL. They got to suspend the rest of their season until next year. No more XFL till next season. They did say they are coming back. That's good to hear that. But it's just been Corona 1,000 and Sports 0. because, hey, Corona has won damn near every major championship so far right now. It's like, I never seen anything like this. I mean, I never was alive for like a world war. So probably during the world war, they had to suspend every major sport in America. I never seen it in my life. It's been kind of weird. And like, not being able to watch sports is fucking killing me, because that's all I know. That's all I do, sports. And it kind of sucks. But, you know, we're going to move past it. My thoughts on the corona, people blew it out of proportion, okay? And then America didn't respond quick enough to contain it. Just corona's been kicking everyone's ass. But, you know, just wanted to give a little quick segment on the corona. It's just been all over the place. Everyone's in a frantic. You can't go to the store and get a bag of Cheez-Its because ain't none. They're taking everything. Water, pudding. What the fuck pudding's going to help you if you're coughing your lungs up, you know? Just wash your hands. Everyone be safe out there. That's all I really want to talk about. Well, we all know why we're really here. It's our first part, EM Sports Talk NFL Offseason Frenzy Show. Or Free Agent Frenzy, whatever you want to call it. And man, it haven't disappointed. It haven't disappointed at all. It's been fucking nuts. A lot of shit going on. All right? Because it all started. Oh, and the CBA. The players apparently voted for the new CBA. And we know how the shit show that's been. But the CBA's been approved through 2030. 17-game regular season. Okay. Players are going to practice golf. Players are making $200K guaranteed. Okay. You got 18 playoffs now. I mean, it's just, you know, it's more to it. But it really helps the younger guys to the older guys, if you ask me. The older guys are set. The younger guys are worried about if it was a lockout, how would they make money? But like I said a couple episodes ago, I guarantee you that they was going to be taken care of by the older guys. No, but the CBA's been approved. But to start off this free agent frenzy, the first deal that went through, big deal, Jaguars decided to send all-pro and Pro Bowl defensive end Calais Campbell to Baltimore for a fifth-round pick. I mean, and if you ask me, it wasn't a huge deal, but it bolsters Baltimore's already nasty defensive lineup. That's a big deal for them. Add some depth to their pass rush. Okay. And if you ask me, it really doesn't help or hurt Baltimore. I think Calais Campbell is out of his prime. He's still going to make some plays because it's Calais. You can't take the talent out of him. He haven't fell out, made the Pro Bowl last year. I think he's going to be a great fit. He's going to fit in well with that rough and tough defense in Baltimore. The second biggest is cracked it off. Tannehill has got paid. 4 years, $118 million. Okay. $62 million of it includes fully guaranteed money. He resigns with the Titans. And many people was like, Brady's going to Tennessee. Brady's going to Tennessee. I said this from the beginning. I couldn't see Brady in Tennessee. I couldn't see it. Tannehill earned his money. He worked his ass off last year. He came in and did what he had to do. And he proved he never really ever was a bad quarterback. He was on a bad Dolphins team. Never really was a bad quarterback. Always been pretty okay. I'm not saying he's a top-tier guy, but he got paid the top-tier money. You know, and Tannehill, hopefully he doesn't fuck this up, you know, and he starts sucking next year. I doubt it, but, you know, I think that was a great deal. Great deal, if you ask me. Tennessee needed to get him, get a quarterback, and he solidified. He kept his job. A couple franchise tags. I mean, like, some of these, Chris Jones, I kind of figured they're going to get a deal done eventually to the Chiefs. He's the best defensive tackle in the game. He had to get his money, but they franchise tag him. They don't, I would, you know, he was, the Chiefs were getting ran through when he didn't play against, the Texans? He didn't play against the Texans. They was getting ran through. Played against the fucking Titans and shut them down. That's a big deal. The Bengals are bringing back AJ Green. He got franchise tagged. Great move. I'm mixed emotions on. Let me talk about that a little bit, okay? Because AJ Green was probably at his best a top two receiver at one point in time, the best receiver in the league. Okay, and look at the numbers, all right? Now he's probably not even a top 15 receiver in the league. Can't stay healthy. But I don't look at it on that side like they're just holding him against his will. I think it's to give Barrow a shot next season to have any good. Because without him, your best receiver is Tyler Boyd. No disrespect to him. I love Tyler Boyd. I think he's a hell of a receiver. But Tyler Boyd isn't A.J. Green. Dalton struggled this year without A.J. Green on the field. Dalton and Finley both sucked this season. And the offensive line was atrocious as well. That doesn't help that you don't have any receivers. But your best receiver was Tyler Boyd and a rookie, the guy Tate. And he's 6'4", and he's not going to go. Alden Tate is not going to give you A.J. Green-type numbers at all. John Ross looked like he was fucking having a breakout year the first 2-3 games until he fucking broke his fucking, collarbone or some shit. He was out. He didn't even play the rest of the year after that. Of course. John Ross, a bust, if you ask me. So I think they brung A.J. Green back to help Barrow next season. I think that's like the only common sense in that. I don't think they brung him back because they wanted to. I think they kind of had to. Because to give Barrow any kind of success next year, you can draft all the receivers you want, but they're not A.J. Green. Probably someone in this draft is going to be A.J. Green one day, but not now there isn't. And I said people calling me crazy. What the fuck are you talking about? Why are A.J. Green's washed up all this? A.J. Green still was shit on a lot of corners in the NFL. If he ran running a 4.5, fuck, he runs a 5 now. He still has some great hands. He's an elite route runner. The nigga's not fat. The guy isn't fat, you know. And I think A.J. Green will be a great piece and a great player in Cincinnati, you know. And it makes sense to bring him back, you know, and A.J. Green's a hell of a player, still is. Now we're going to move on. No surprise, Tennessee franchise tags. Derrick Henry makes a lot of sense there. Kirk Cousins got extended for 2 years. He's making $66 million. $66 million. You know, and it makes sense. I mean, you can say what you want about Kirk Cousins. He balled out last year. He's earning his money, you know, and Minnesota has no other option at that position right now, so it makes sense. Devontae Freeman cut from the Falcons. You know, and it makes sense with that. And the big one is Cowboys didn't reach a deal yet with Dak Prescott. They franchise tagged him. But I think a deal will get made done sooner than later because they need it, you know. And Dak has to, like, Dak kind of needed it. The Cardinals is a transition tag on Kenyon Drake, meaning he's basically a restricted free agent. And they're like, they can match any offer sheet. Joe Thuney from the Patriots, the offensive guard, he's got franchise tag. Safety from the Vikings, Anthony Harris, got franchise tag. So we're done with the franchise tag, all right?
No more franchise tag. Franchise tags are fucking boring. No one cares about them, okay? But the big deal that kicked it all off, right, free agent signing, was Austin Hooper reaches a record deal with the Browns, making him the richest tight end in NFL history. Signed a, what was it, trying to get the deal, a $44 million deal for 4 years, $23 million of that deal guaranteed money. Browns, Baker Mayfield has no choice but to be good this year. You know, and Baker can't suck this year. He has all the weapons in the world right now. Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, David Njoku, and Austin Hooper, Kareem Hunt, who's a restricted free agent, not Bradley Chubb. I'm just going to say Chubb, the running back. Just absolute plus. Antonio Callaway still's there. They have so many weapons. This team shouldn't suck at all. He has no choice but to get it done next year. They got it. He has to get it done. 75 catches, 787 yards for Hooper. Think that was important. The Dolphins agreed with terms for a three-year deal with Eric Flowers. A terrible move. He sucked with the Redskins, sucked with the Giants. What the hell are they paying him for? I don't see how he's making this much money. But the Dolphins need help on offensive line. So I guess for depth, and the biggest trade that shocked the NFL world. Houston decided to send their franchise, probably the second best receiver behind Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, to Arizona for a washed up, no good running back in David Johnson. And they didn't even get any first round picks back for this deal. So the Cardinals are still picking in the draft in the top 20. And they just got the second best receiver in the NFL. This is an A-plus trade. F-minus. Get the fuck out of the office trade for the Texans. You know, this is what happens when you have Bill O'Brien as your head coach and your GM. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He just traded his best. I don't know if there was tension between these two guys, but that's just a disrespect to DeAndre Hopkins. You cannot trade. Hopkins is so elite. Like, you don't even need to look at, like, last year, his stats are out the roof. Okay? DeAndre Hopkins is an animal. You cannot sit here and tell me that trading him was the best option for your team. I don't know what the hell they're trying to tank. I don't know if they're tanking or, I mean, last season he had 104 receptions, 1,165 yards, 7 touchdowns. Nearly not as good as the 2018 and 2017 season, but the guy is he balled out. I mean, just come on. Tell me that wasn't a dumbass trade. And Bill O'Brien should be fired anyway for choking in the playoffs against the Chiefs. Just don't see it happen. And that's just telling your best, your young quarterback, like, fuck off. So that was stupid. Arizona had to get rid of David Johnson's contract. And, like, that was just an outstanding move, if you ask me. Okay. 49ers reached a deal to bring back Eric Armstead. We know about that D-line. It's crazy. I think that's, you know, was necessary for them. But another, not huge, but good trade. The Falcons lost Austin Hooper and hours later replaced him with another fucking former first-round pick in Hayden Hurst, who was Lamar Jackson's, not best friend, but friend. Great trade, if you ask me, but they had to get young. I mean, not younger, but they had to move forward. You know, they had too much. I mean, Hurst probably needed to get that
that done Shaq Lawson's Buffalo Bill leading sack leader last year. He's going to Miami. And let me tell you this. All right. Miami won big day one of free agency. All right. They reached what terms with Shaq Lawson. Okay. They reached terms with Byron Jones, the corner. Everyone wanted to know where the hell was Byron Jones going to. He's going to Miami. They got Cal Van Noy from the Patriots. Cal Van Noy and Byron Jones add to. So look, their cornerback situation next year is going to be unbelievable. The whole DB unit for the Dolphins is good. Rashard Jones at safety. They moved on from me. If they had Mika Fitzpatrick, oh my God. But Xavien Howard's all-pro corner on one side. He's the second highest paid corner now. Byron Jones is going to be the number one corner. So who the hell are you going to throw the ball to, the slot? I mean, I'm not sure, but I do believe that Cleve Tulip still is on that team. They traded for him last year. So the Dolphins are set on defense, man. And they already had a solid defensive team. I mean, you can say, hey, they was the worst defense in the league. But they got good young defense. Their linebackers are solid. Their defensive linemen are solid. I like it. I like it a lot, man. Great. The Dolphins, I think, hit big. I think they made the best. I think Dolphins 1, Cleveland 2. We're going to get more in Cleveland, okay? Because they hit big with right tackle Jack Conklin. He's going to be a hell of a. And that shapes up the whole draft board now, because now they don't have to go get a tackle in the first round anymore. Now they can fill other positions they really need. Like, they lost Emmanuel Ogbah to the Dolphins. Yeah. Ogbah signed with the Dolphins as well. So they can go get him a defensive lineman sitting at 12 in the draft. Great pick. The Browns hit big as well. Another big trade as well, too, because they worked out. The Colts finally got it. Someone in that middle. They never really had a stud defensive tackle, but they got DeForest Buckner, former first-round pick. Okay? The 49ers are sending DeForest Buckner to the Colts for first for their 2020 first-round pick. I think it makes sense. The 49ers had to make way for that. I thought Solomon Thomas would be the first one out, but they had to create space for that D-line because it's too overcrowded and all of them guys are going to be studs. They had to, you know, they want to salvage their careers. It makes sense. Great. I mean, and the Colts now don't pick in the first round. So where do you think they, like, and I think it's a win-lose for the Colts because they need to find their franchise quarterback. Okay, we're going to get on that, too. That's breaking news today on the Colts and their quarterback situation. DeForest Buckner is going to help solidify that. They still got Justin Houston there. They're going to be still a good team on defense. Leonard coming off the edge, whether he play middle or outside. Just a solid team in general. So, I mean, they're going to be good next year, the Colts. The best offense. When we get right back, we're going to talk a little bit about more free agent signings and some more deals. Just keep sticking with us. We'll be right back. Another big signing or trade, you know, probably was. No, I think another big signing probably was in like the big name, if you want big name, pretty much covered all the Dolphins and Browns. Mariota to the Raiders was kind of interesting, you know, but it's not really. I mean, hopefully he go there and salvage career as a backup because Carr looked, you know, you're not, come on, you know, Carr isn't going anywhere. That you can say what you want, Brady to Las Vegas is not happening, but I think the biggest, and the Cowboys finally paying Amari Cooper, all right. So, Amari Cooper reached a deal last night, 5 years, $100 million deal, $60 million of it guaranteed to return to the Cowboys. And the Cowboys are kind of interested because they lost a lot of defense. Robert Quinn signed with the Bears. He got paid, too. The Bears got Robert Quinn. Amari Cooper. I mean, like, they lost a lot of defense. Just today, washed up Witten signed with the Raiders. So, I mean, the Cowboys are losing more than they're winning. I can tell you that. But I think the biggest deal of last night that shocked a lot of people as well was Stephon Diggs wanted out of Minnesota, and he got out. Buffalo Bills traded 5 picks to Minnesota for Stephon Diggs, including a first-round pick in this year's draft. Stephon Diggs found him a new best friend, and Josh Allen found him a new best friend. Because Josh Allen, last year and his rookie year, didn't have any, I mean, no help at receiver. His best receiver is a guy who's like 30 in John Brown. He needed help. He finally got an elite receiver in Stephon Diggs. Even though Stephon Diggs and Cousins didn't do bad at all last year, they felt like they had to make a different Diggs said he wanted a different scenery and wanted something new, and he got it. I think it's a win-win for Buffalo and Minnesota. Cut the cancer out of Minnesota, and Thielen's going to get most of the touches now. Honestly, I think you can replace Diggs probably in the draft because now you're picking at Buffalo's position, which is in the top 20 or right outside the top 20. But Buffalo, I mean, like the receiver class this year is so deep, you can throw pretty much like the 20th ranked wide receiver, and he can do really good with Cousins because Cousins is a good quarterback. I think it's a win-win for that one. It fits their system, what they're trying to do in Buffalo, and it's going to trend the right way because now when Brady announced this morning that he's not returning to New England, that sends shockwaves around the league. I got let's talk about that a little bit. You know, that one was fucking nuts because I thought, and deep inside, I said, Brady got to be going back to New England. It makes zero sense for him not to go to New England, right? But, you know, I guess they know something I don't. He announced he's not going to New England. It's going to be fucking weird because he's been there for 20 years. And it's going to be really weird not seeing Brady in the Patriots uniform. We're still waiting to see where he's going to go. We're still waiting. But, you know, like the Patriots isn't in the best state right now in the NFC, in the AFC East. The Dolphins improved a lot, but they got to get that offensive line fixed. The receivers isn't terrible. They got to get their quarterback situation fixed. I say they give Rosen a chance, but hey, I know there isn't. I mean, if they're not giving Rosen a chance, I'm pretty sure they ain't because they're probably going to draft Tua at 5 on April 23rd. But Buffalo is probably going to be the favorite in the AFC East next year. Depending on what New England does to replace the quarterback, Jarrett Stidham isn't going to be a bad quarterback. He's not a star in my eyes in this league. Cam Newton, I can see Cam Newton or Dalton taking over New England, and then we can talk about them competing, but I really don't think, I think the Bills are going to be favored in AFCs next year. I got them winning the AFCs next year. They almost did it this year. They just couldn't beat the Patriots. So I think that was key for them to get him a number one receiver. Kendall Fuller returning to Washington. I don't know if I already said this. On a 4-year deal. Remember, he was traded for Alex Smith back in, I want to say, 2015, 16? He got traded for him. He's back in Washington, reuniting with the Redskins. They needed that because Josh Norman sucked. They don't really have any good corners. They needed that, man. Even though he haven't had the best season lately, but it was important to get there. Houston trying to, I guess they feel bad that, like, well, fuck, we fucked up and traded our best player to the Cardinals. But now they got Randall Cobb for a 3-year deal. And I'm sitting here like, what the fuck? That's not going to help Deshaun Watson at all. And it was a competing team. It's not like they sucked. A really good team. That's thrown out the window now. They're going to take a step back. And with the news we got today with the Colts and the Titans, I mean, I just don't see how the Texans will win that division next year at all. I don't see it. That took a big step back for that team. And another big name, I mean, probably not a big name, but a great signing for the Giants. Blake Martinez is a hell of a linebacker. They need a lot of linebacker help. Franchise tag Leonard Floyd. Well, they reached a deal. They bring Leonard Floyd back. And they're going to get Blake Martinez, a hell of a linebacker who's with the Packers last year. He's a tackling machine. That's what he is. He's a tackling machine. The guy is absolutely phenomenal at what he does. Tackling machine. It makes sense what that team needs. Help. You know, they need a lot of help. Drew Brees reaches a deal with the Saints. 2 years, $50 million deal, meaning $25 million per year. The deal is more team-friendly. It makes sense because Bridgewater has reported that he will be signing with the Carolina Panthers. That happened this afternoon. After all this came out this morning about Cam Newton wanting to get traded, then he said he didn't. They forced him to get traded. But now Bridgewater's getting a 3 years, $60 million deal. The deal hasn't been completed, like the structure, how many guaranteed money and all that. So he got paid though. Bridgewater finally has a shot to be the man when he go to Carolina. But they have to get rid of Newton first, and it's not going to happen if Newton's there. But Bridgewater has to prove himself. Now he's getting the money and the chance. Joe Schobert left Cleveland, and now the Jags are finally going to get some middle linebacker help. He's another tackling machine. Another tackling machine. I don't think he matches Blake Martinez, who, by the way, Blake Martinez, does it sound like a good name, I guess? The guy, Blake Martinez, what was it, since 2016, fourth-round pick. He since 2016 he had 155 tackles in his first year, 144 tackles in his second year, 144 tackles in his third year. I mean, the guy is just a tackling machine. But Joe Schobert is an animal, and he deserves every penny he's got. He's a hell of a linebacker. Makes sense to me. It makes a lot of sense to me because with Tavon Smith injuries problems there, Miles Jack fell off the face of the earth with the Jags. I think this is going to be the right step to get them back to the AFC Championship game. That year they lost to the Patriots. They blew that game too. Oof. But they got the right implement in place. They got to get another corner though because they traded away Ramsey to the Rams. They got to improve at that position, but like I'm saying, you know, it makes a lot of sense for Joe Schobert and the details in that deal. He got 5 years. What was it? I think he had 5 years. I want to see. 5 years, $53.7 million deal. He's 26. 5 year deal. So by the time in this deal, he'll be about 31. If he's there for that long period of time. The Dolphins racking up again. Getting a solid running back in Jordan Howard. The deals have just been crazy. The NFL next year is going to be... This is going to be the most balanced I've seen the NFL in a while. Because, I mean, even though you're not seeing the Bengals, but they're rebuilding. But the Bengals have money to go get guys. It pisses me off. The Bengals pisses me off. The Redskins pisses me off. Even though they made a great play, deal to get a replacement for Norman, to bring Fuller back. The Bengals, I see why they're not spending money, but it makes no sense, man. Instead of fucking sucking again, get some. It's a lot of players still out here that can help that team next year. So for the Redskins. The Bengals need offensive line help. I don't know how they let Cleveland get Jack Conklin. We have the money for it. Why we couldn't get Jack Conklin?
I'm tired of seeing Brady. I mean, not Brady. I'm tired of seeing Dalton, even Finley last year, running for their fucking life every play because they didn't have no offensive line help. And it just doesn't make sense. Speaking of offensive line, the best offensive line in the league, the Colts, okay, is going to be protecting a future Hall of Famer. Reported today that a one-year, $25 million deal has been reached with Phillip Rivers. Yes, Phillip Rivers is on the way to the Colts. And just this morning, I was talking to a couple of my buddies, and I was like, fuck, where do you think Phillip Rivers is going to go? And everybody was like, oh, shit, I don't know. Many people was like, he's got to go. Like, it looked like he's going to probably be in New England next year. And I was like, no way. They just released the old guy for, it makes no sense. This makes a lot of sense. It looks like the Colts trying to give him one more run at it. And they don't have a first-round pick, so now it looks like they got to wait on Jordan Love if that's where they was going to go. But Brissett is still a hell of a quarterback. He's going to get a lot of trade talks before training camp, I guarantee it. But Phillip Rivers, 1 year, $25 million deal. And it, you know, Brissett is still, I don't know, man. I don't know what they can draft a quarterback and still teach him how to play behind Rivers and, you know, learn the ways of the league. But I don't know, man. I mean, this offseason has just been nuts. And, like, I think the DeAndre Hopkins trade was fucking crazy. And it did. She got two of the top five receivers in the NFL on new teams. It's like last summer in the NBA, Davis getting traded and just so much movement. I think it's going to be exciting to watch football again. And we got about, I want to say, not really, I think we got about a little over a month before the NFL draft. So it's going to be nice. I just can't wait for that. We got our NFL free agent frenzy show part 2 going to be on live, baby. We're going to get that up Wednesday or Thursday. We're going to do a podcast with a special guest. We're going to have another co-host for that show. It's going to be a big, I mean, it's just a lot going on in sports. And through all this, no Antonio Brown have not been signed yet. And it pisses me off. Because I think he still is a hell of a receiver. Now it's time for our Q&A segment. We only got one question today. It's kind of weird. One question today, but the big question is, where would Dak Prescott, like, what should he do? Like, is he going to sign or he's just going to be not show up to camp? I think he should just sign because, I mean, off his skill set, he's not going to go to every team and start. I mean, I think he's a good quarterback, but I don't think he's a starter on every team in the league. Hell no. Dak Prescott balled out this year, but he not consistent enough. They was too inconsistent as a whole, you know, and it as a quarterback, you got to rally your troops. He didn't rally the troops. They finished 8-8 with two of a good, talented roster. Now they're definitely in a shithole because Awuzie is the starting corner. Okay? I mean, hey, good thing I'm not a GM because Prescott wouldn't be on my team. I can tell you that. All right. But, yeah, that's the Q&A for today. Only one question. Like I said, if you have any questions, you can leave messages on here on Anchor. You can leave DM us on Instagram. We're going to be posting random Q&As before each show when we're about to go on or just random to interact with you guys. We got a Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at EM Sports. I believe it's EM Sports 3. Just look up EM Sports on Twitter. You'll find our new Twitter. We just made a Twitter. We're trying to expand, man. We're working hard to find new and innovative things for this company to grow. EM Sports is going to be a brand one day. I'm telling you guys. Keep rocking with us. I'm just glad, man. You know, that we got a solid listening listening to fans. It's going to be, I can't, it's interesting. I mean, this offseason has just been like reality TV, so much stuff going on. We're going to do part two tomorrow or Thursday, you know, I'm not sure yet. But it's, I can't wait, man. I can't wait to see where Brady's going to go. I just can't wait. Hopefully Brady ends up on a good, solid team. And I don't know. I really don't know at this time. Jameis Winston's still out there. So we got a lot more to talk about. And when we get more news on baseball and everything, we're going to update you guys. But until then, this has been Eric Melton hosting EM Sports Talk. Have a good night.